Where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio as we thank God for His amazing grace. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR.
This is Amazing Grace.
Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve and it is Fall Share-a-thon at American Family Radio and American Family Association. And this is an exciting time where we ask you, the listeners, to give back and to support the ministry of American Family Radio. Joining me today is my good friend, Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Jeff, it's good to be on this side of the microphone. I'm usually listening at this time. But it's always good to be with you, brother. And I just want to say thank you for coming on board to on American Family Radio. And listen, brother, yeah, you've got some fans here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you so much. So we're just getting started. It began this morning at 6, is that right?
It is. Jim Stanley and I, we did the kickoff, and we had a great day. Now, the first 30 minutes are kind of slow at 6, but from 6:30 to 7, we catapult in. And seriously, it was a great hour. And then Tim and Sandy's next. And then now, I appreciate you letting me be on with you. I enjoy being here during Share-a-thon. Listen, by the way, that number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. And Jeff, one of the things, and I've been doing this for a while, one of the most, I got a little bit of competitiveness in me. My wife would say a whole lot, but the two states that always seems like has the most people that you know, give during this period of time is Texas and Mississippi. They're always at the top. Now, one reason is Texas. It's so big, but we do have a lot of stations there. And Mississippi, this is home headquarters for us. And we have, you drive anywhere in Mississippi and you're going to get AFR just about it. But we have, you know, stations 179 and one or two maybe off right now because of the storms it's gone through. But listen, it is great to sit here at headquarters and see the names of people and the different locations that they're calling from. One was Shallow Water, Texas. Now, I'd never heard of that, but Shallow Water, Texas. And so they're all over. So it's great fun to see the names and the locations of our listeners, Jeff.
Well, I love the theme for this year's Fall Share-a-thon, Romans 11, verse 6. It says this in the New King James, "And if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work." We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And I love the fact that American Family Radio makes no bones about the way to heaven. It's Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And as Tim said, as he was talking to Sandy just a little bit ago, American Family Radio exists to lift up the name of Jesus and to alert people as to what's going on in our country so that they can be informed, so that they can pray, so that they can get involved, so that they can stand up as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, so we don't lose the freedoms that we have in America.
And for that purpose, it was created. Don Wildman, in those early years, saw the need. And what drove him first was misinformation. We hear a lot about misinformation on social media when it's really information, but if they don't like it, they put the miss in front of it. But they would interview Brother Don Wildman, and then they would edit it and take spots out. And he said, "The only way I know to deal with that is to have my own platform to share that." And he thought about the news, and he did that. And then the radio station started with one station here in Tupelo, but then it expanded, and now it's a network. And now because of internet, podcast, you know, everything, Jeff, it's worldwide. A ministry that just started on the dining room table of a United Methodist preacher up in South Haven, Mississippi, has come to be American Family Radio reaching the world. And it is the gospel first, and then to educate, inform, and activate people for righteousness. Now, Jeff, what I love about you, and you do it so well, better than I did, I'd say that truthfully as pastor, and that is compassion but with strength. And that is the priest and the prophetic voice. And what's missing in most pulpits today is that prophetic voice. We have the priestly aspect of it where, you know, we're praying, we're seeking God, but we don't have that prophetic voice in love speaking truth. And AFR is trying to equip the believers, especially pastors that I work with, to say, hey, we can do both. We can share the good news of Jesus Christ, but at the same time, have that prophetic voice of what the direction we need to go. So AFR stands at, when you make the pledge at 877-616-2396, you're helping us to continue that. And Jeff, that's exciting.
It really is. And so I was thinking, Bert, you've been here since the beginning. Didn't you start real early at American Family Radio?
Matter of fact, I was on the board. I was at the first board meeting. I was a pastor here in Tupelo. I pastored West Jackson Street Baptist Church. I was there for 28 years before I came to AFR. But I was on the board, and the first time Brother Don talked about a radio station, and we thought, man, this is fantastic. And then he told us the rest of the vision of wanting to be a network. And it has developed into that, and Tim Wildman, our president, has so ably led us into that area. And now, because of social media, we've seen it expand, but we have stayed true to our mission statement of us activating, informing, you know, concerning cultural issues and aiding the church in carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ locally and around the world. And the other program that I do, Jeff, besides Exploring the Word, is Exploring Missions. It comes on every weekend. My son Nathan and I, we do that. So we're on the front lines trying to carry out the mission of American Family Association, American Family Radio.
Hey, Bert, do we have a goal this year on for the? I know we had a great spring share-a-thon. Is there a target for the fall share-a-thon?
Well, what we do usually is what we did last year is what we want to do again, plus. So nobody puts out, okay, we want this exact amount of money, but before us is what we did last year, $4 million. That was above and beyond all that we could ask or think. I think that's a Bible verse, by the way. And so we're out to say that we have a goal, but the other goal that we have is not just money, but those that pledge. The number of people that pledge means that number of people is you. And Tim always multiplies it. He said it's American family. He said, so in that family, there's usually some more individuals, a husband and a wife and children. And so they not only look at the money, we not only look at the money, we look at the number of people that call in, that go on the internet and say, we want to be a part of that. So those numbers, you know, we don't lay them out there so dominantly, but they're in the background saying, that's what we did. Let's see if we can do that or more this time.
That would be great. And I know that as you listen, you think, well, you know, I can only do $20 or $25 or $50. That doesn't make a difference. It makes a huge difference. And so whatever you can do, I loved what you and Jim said about, hey, we're not asking you to take this out of your tithe money that you give to the church. We're not asking you to take this out of the money you have set aside to buy your medicines and things like that. This is from the overflow of your heart and the overflow of God's blessings. And we want to give to support American Family Radio, because American Family Radio is extremely critical, especially in the day and age in which we live.
We get information from pastors, I especially do, thanking AFR for all of its programming, that we are helping them, and we're also giving material. Now, you know, we don't say, okay, we're going to preach on this or that that's a cultural issue. There's nothing wrong with that. But I found out when I come across, you have to avoid it on purpose. If you preach through 1 Corinthians, you would have to purposely avoid the issues of the day, you know. And if you preach in the Old Testament prophets, you would have to purposely avoid preaching on the issues of the day. So we are trying not only to share that, we're trying to equip the saints so that in their ministries, whether they're pastors, small group leaders, Sunday school teachers, whether they're chaplains, we're trying to give them information that would aid them in helping to that the Word of God, yes, it would, you know, rightly dividing the Word of God, but also illustrate what happens when righteousness prevails and also what happens when unrighteousness prevails. So we're on the front line trying to equip those. And by the way, I wanted to share this with you. We don't give because others give, but we do it in appreciation. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And AFR is a believer in that. So when persons give, we want to show our appreciation. It's not saying, oh, we're giving this so you'll give, but it's our appreciation to people who have gift, and it also helps them to remind us to pray for us. If you make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive an 8-ounce bag of the Christmas-flavored coffee from American Family Association. We did some investigation, Jim Stanley did, and found out what makes it Christmas smell is cinnamon and hazelnut. Can you imagine waking up and having that scent on Christmas morning? Well, you can, for a $150 gift or more, you get that. But for a $30 pledge each month, or $30 or more pledge each month, you get that same coffee. But you get Ray Pritchard's book, The Advent Alphabet. And it gets you ready for Christmas. It's beautifully bound, and it will bless you as it goes through the alphabet, A through Z, and gives you devotions leading up to Christmas. That's, again, not to pay you, but to say, we appreciate you. And Jeff, that is so important. You know, appreciation. I want to ask you this as a pastor. Have you ever met a spirit-filled believer that did not have a spirit of gratitude?
No.
They go together, don't they?
They do. They do. And it's funny, Bert, so Sunday I was talking about the issue of loneliness and so many lonely people, and I said, you know, some people are lonely for a season and some people are lonely for a reason. And sometimes you have chronically lonely people, and they don't realize that they let out a vibe of whining and griping and complaining, and they suck the life out of people, and so people can't handle that, and they back off. But I said, if you're a grateful, thankful person who cares about others and wants to invest in the lives of others and pray for others and listen, I said, you'll have a lot of friends because people need that. And that makes a huge difference. When you're walking with the Lord, you're very aware of His grace and mercy and love and kindness, and you want to be a conduit of that to other people.
It is. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives to equip us. And man, Jesus said, I don't want to leave you as orphans, which would be loneliness. So I send you the Holy Spirit, and He's going to be that, the Paraclete with you. I hear the argument, oh, if I'd only lived during the time of Jesus and walked beside Him. And I said, man, you're taking away the greatest time. They said, what do you mean? I said, they had only God beside them. We have God in us through the Holy Spirit. I said, they had no advantage over us. If anything, we have the advantage with the Holy Spirit in our lives, Jeff.
What, amen.
What power is that? Hey, let me give that number before we go to break.
Yes.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. This is Share-a-thon 2022, as I call it, the fall editions, and the theme, Amazing Grace. Those of you that know that Amazing Grace, I want to tell you, you want to share it with others, and one way you can share is by giving here at Share-a-thon this season. Thank you for listening, and we're going to let Share-a-thon continue as you hear this information about what God is doing.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
Yes, my name is David. I live in Borger, Texas. My mother passed away last year, and before she passed, she said, "Don't you listen to AFR?" Well, I'm a delivery driver, and so now I listen to AFR from 8 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the afternoon. My mom was an avid listener, and whenever we would leave the house, she would have a radio on. "Mom, don't you want to turn off the radio?" "Oh no, that's air purifier." So she loved AFR, and it has been a great deal to her as well as to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR by His Amazing Grace. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge, or give online at afr.net.
This is Amazing Grace.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. You're listening to Pastor Jeff Shreve and Bert Harper. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and it's an opportunity to give back and to support the ministry of American Family Radio. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. So, Bert, where do we stand right now? I know it's early in the whole process, but is there a total that we have so far?
Oh, we're getting close to 250,000, so that's so exciting. And keep on calling. These are exciting times. Sit here. I have a monitor that I can look at, and I see the number of pledges, over 1,100 pledges, and it goes up every about 30 seconds. They'll renew it, and the numbers go up far as the amount of money. And the places, listen to the different places, Jeff, that have called in just the last few moments. Wade, North Carolina. Kimberly called. Michelle from Goshen, Mississippi. Brenda from North Chesterville, Virginia. Ronnie from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Kyle from San Angelo, Texas. Bruce from Richton, Mississippi. Albert from Columbus, Mississippi. And Emma from Tarboro, North Carolina. These have all called and said, "We want to know." Now, listen, here on the radio side, Jeff, we don't get the amount of money of each pledge. That does not matter with us. The number that really impresses us is the number of pledges. God will do the multiplication. He really will. If the little boy that gave his lunch, what did Jesus do? He didn't add to it. He multiplied it. God is a multiplier, isn't he?
He sure is, and it's a great opportunity for us as listeners, and for us as people who are influenced and blessed by American Family Radio and all the great programming to support this ministry, because it's very vital and it's very important. I love the mission statement of American Family Radio. It says, our mission statement, or American Family Association, to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. And the verse that supports that is Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? It is incumbent upon Christians, Bert, I have such a heart for this, to be good soldiers of Christ Jesus. We are in a battle. It's the battle for the souls of men. And you know, we have that old little children's song, I'm in the Lord's army. And that is such a truism, because the moment that you get saved, that's when you're put into the Lord's army. And we're to be faithful to our commander. And we're to suffer hardship as good soldiers of Christ Jesus. And we are to stand up and speak up. And as watchmen on the wall, soldiers on the wall, we're to sound the alarm when we see the enemy coming. And we really see the enemy coming today.
He really is. Yesterday, I had the privilege and responsibility to be the speaker, preacher, at a funeral service for a pastor, Reverend Mike Smithy, here in Northeast Mississippi. Matter of fact, I baptized him. He was the first adult that I baptized. I helped with his ordination. I was best man in his wedding. I mean, we went a long way back, and I had the responsibility of preaching. You know how difficult that is when you're mm-hmm. the preacher and you're doing this for a dear friend or family member. But the Bible verse that was under that is what you just said, the battle. It's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. And this is Paul. We call it his last will and testament book. He told what to bring to him, and he told him what to give to someone else. And he said this, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race or the course that God's laid before me. I have kept the faith. That is the testimony that we want to have. That's Paul's testimony as he was looking back on his life in ministry. I have fought the good fight. It is a battle, and we battle against the enemy. We have the enemy of self. We have the enemy of Satan. And we really have the enemy of a society gone wild. That's three S's, and we fight those, and we can stand strong, and we need to run the course that God has before us. It's not a sprint, is it, Jeff? It's a marathon, no. Isn't it?
That's what makes the Christian life hard, you know, because you can do a sprint just in your enthusiasm and adrenaline, but you can't run a marathon in enthusiasm and adrenaline. You have to have the proper training, and you have to keep going. And the Christian life is a long race, and so we want to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, as it says in Hebrews 12, and just know that. Bert, as you know, you've been walking with the Lord for a long time. We get knocked down in the Christian life, and we fall. But a righteous man falls seven times, and then he rises again. You don't stay down. You keep getting back up. And that's what I love about ministries like American Family Association, American Family Radio. You have a resource in American Family Radio to help you keep going and keep growing and get with other Christians and hear solid teaching and hear solid truthful news in a day and age of fake news to help you understand what is going on in our world. How can I pray? How can I understand the times? And how does God want to use me to make a difference?
And one of the things that helps us to stand is partnerships. Jeff, you and your ministry, where you come, you have chosen to partner with AFR to share the message of Jesus Christ. And then you were asked, hey, how about coming on an hourly on AFR's time? And you said graciously, you said yes. Those partnerships are so valuable. And other partners we have is Preborn. Dan Steiner is he says Jesus is the commander of it all, but he's the guy that runs it. And Preborn, making a difference, putting these clinics with ultrasounds at places usually real close to Planned Parenthood. And we say, well, Roe versus Wade, reverse. No, the battle is still on, especially in many states. And Preborn chooses to say, hey, we're going to go to those states and we're going to put those ultrasounds, because when a mother comes in and sees that child, there's an 80% greater likelihood that they will keep that child. Either they will raise it or they will share and say, we will let it be adopted. We also partner with Operation Christmas Child and The Greatest Journey. Two of the greatest ministries missionally that I know anything about. Those shoeboxes goes all the way around the world, and it is amazing the journey Then they follow up with this discipleship program, The Greatest Journey. And we also partner with Truth for Youth Bible Week, where we put Bibles in the hands of young people in public schools. One of the things that I've really noticed in Jesus' ministry and in Paul's ministry is partnerships. You know, they chose not to do it alone. Jesus chose to find those 12 men. Paul purposely wanted to be with Barnabas and wanted to be with Timothy, wanted to be with Silas. Partnerships are vital, aren't they, Jeff?
They sure are. You know, you were talking about Operation Christmas Child. I have to share this, Bert, because we have a Sunday school class at First Baptist Texarkana. It's an older ladies class, and they have just taken on, hey, we're gonna really focus in on Operation Christmas Child. And a lady in the class actually bought a building so that they could put together shoeboxes. And this year they plan to have 13,000 shoeboxes that one class has done. And those boxes go, as you know, they go around the world and bless the life of a child and introduce that child to Jesus. And you know, our prayer is that those kids read that material and come to know Christ as Savior and Lord. But that is just an awesome thing. And so we enjoy partnering with Samaritan's Purse on that, and just as American Family Radio partners with so many great ministries to make a difference. And the platform that American Family Radio provides ministries like From His Heart and other preaching ministries, it's just huge. And so we want to keep the ministry strong at American Family Association, American Family Radio, and your gift helps us to do that. There is no gift too small, and Bert, there's no gift too big either, is there?
There is not. It's amazing. We're shocked at how many times huge gifts come in, and yes, it's exciting, but I want to tell you, it's also exciting to see that person who has been turned on to AFR, and their income is so small, but they want to give, and they give. And it's not too small. God sees it. And as I said earlier, He's a multiplier. He just doesn't add to. He multiplies and continues to do that. And He's doing that now with what God is doing, as these numbers continue to grow that I have before me, because people are calling in at 877-616-2396 or going online at AFR.net and making their pledge. And the accountability is so important. One of the reasons I believe in partnerships is accountability. Jesus would send His apostles out and disciples out two by two. Yes, encouragement, but also accountability. With that in mind, when you give to AFA and AFR, you are given to an accountable ministry. We are members of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Now, when I was chairman of the board and on the board here, many times I would have to come in and view their assessment of AFA, AFR, and seeing if we were conscientious and truthful in what we were giving our money, receiving and giving and using. And we would look at that, and every once in a while they would make a suggestion. When I was chairman of the board, Jeff, they made the suggestion that you need to have a rotating board. Now, Brother Don, after he got somebody on the board, he wanted to keep them there. That was his idea. And I understand that, because they would have a heart for it. But they said, for his accountability, it would be much better to have a rotating board. So we instituted that in the 2 years when I was chairman of the board, and it made a changeover, and it's been a blessing to see that. We've gotten to know people even better. You know how it is to have a board. In a board meeting, you get to know one another. You get to know what people think. But one of the greatest reasons is accountability. And AFR is accountable not only to God, but we're accountable to our listeners. We're accountable to those that give, and we're accountable to the ministry of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, and we get a great grade, brother.
Amen. Amen. Well, Bert, do we have some testimonies that we can share with the folks?
I believe we do. Randy, have you got one pulled up? Well, Randy's got it pulled up. Let's listen to this testimony.
My name is Sarah Barnes. I am from Walnut, Mississippi, just a few miles from Tupelo. I have listened to AFR Monday through Friday. Saturdays when I work. Sundays when I'm not in church. And I love all of your staff. You've been a wonderful ministry to me. 1 year ago, October 1, I lost my only son in an accident. 2 weeks later, I was diagnosed with two cancers on the same day. I listen to you day and night. I drive a truck. Therefore, I have the radio on every program. I love all of you. I couldn't pick one of you out.
Jeff, that's throwing fuel on my fire to keep on doing what God's called me to do. What about you?
Amen. Amen. And the number to give is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. I heard Tim say, if you're antisocial, go online. I think we have more and more people that want to do it online just because they think that's faster. But I don't know. You guys would know the numbers between online giving and phone call giving.
The phone calls are still strong. Let me just tell you, because let me tell you what happens when you call someone and you get someone here at our headquarters. You can have prayer requests, and it's passed on. It is neat. Now, going online, I know you can type certain things in, keyboard them in, and you can do certain things, but there's just something special about talking to someone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think necessarily that's an age thing. I know people text, but the verbal communication is still a viable, important thing. And so the written word is important. The word of God came to us in written form, and praise the Lord for those that we have, those that are blind, they have the Bible on used to be Bible on tapes. And
yes.
Now, but Jeff, the word of God is the word of God written, read, or spoken, isn't it?
It is. And that's how we grow in faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is so critical to a Christian. Because as newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow with respect to salvation. Bert, we can't grow in the Christian life without hearing from God. Prayer is when we talk to God, and God speaks to us as we read his word and meditate on his word and spend time in the book. And that is such an important part of the Christian life.
You know, I hear people call on the radio and talk to you. And they're talking about, how can I grow in the Lord? They do the same thing on our program, Exploring the Word. And we'll tell them, get into the Word, read the Word, and let the Word of God speak to your heart. Don't just read it through to say, oh, I covered five chapters today. That's right. Good. But when you come to a place where God nails it down, dwell on that, meditate upon that, let God speak to you through that, think about it. And then I would say, yes, share. And go to church, get in a church, in a small group, and let the word of God dwell in you richly. But the other thing I always say, find a ministry, a service. And Jeff, I found out some of the most important ones are not in the walls of the church. They're on the outside. I know some mechanics, and this is what they do. They'll work on a car, but then before they're through, they'll wipe their hands, make sure they're clean, and they'll go in their radio, and they'll preset AFR for their radio so that when they turn on that radio, there they'll hear AFR. And we've got testimonies of people who have gone to the mechanic, and that mechanic set their radio on AFR. They started listening. God got a hold of their lives, turned their lives around. I would say that mechanic that did that did a great work for God. You know, that may have been as valuable as teaching a Sunday school lesson, brother. You know,
amen.
We're to serve the Lord with gladness, aren't we?
Yeah. Now, we go to church to be encouraged as the church, and then we leave the building to be the church in the community, to be salt and light. And it's exciting when people catch that. Well, this is Fall Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I'm with Bert Harper. Our fall share-a-thon verse is Romans 11, verse 6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Grace and works are mutually exclusive when it comes to salvation. We don't work for salvation. We work from salvation. It's all of God's grace. Well, we are excited about what the Lord is going to do in these next 3 days. And so we're excited about you. And we want you to know that you're special and precious to God, and you're special and precious to us. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Just to give you that number again, 877-616-2396.
I'm Mike Murphy. I'm a retired businessman in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I started serving on the board in September of 2001. As a board member, I find it very easy to support AFA. My wife and I believe in the mission of AFA. I see how the people, the men and women that serve this ministry, how they work together, allowing God to work through them. When you see a team operate as cohesive as this team does, it's just incredible. The ministry needs financial support. That's an easy thing to say. Another component of support that's even more important than the financial support is prayer. Those men and women that I spoke of earlier that are so successful at this ministry, what they do, they need to be lifted up in prayer daily. And so I would encourage all of the supporters of American Family Association, AFR, to be deliberate about lifting up the men and women that serve here daily. Satan hates to see a successful Christian. And what we have here at American Family Association are a lot of successful Christians just fulfilling the mission.
Yes, my name is David. I live in Borger, Texas. My mother passed away last year, and before she passed, she said, "Don't you listen to AFR? Well, I'm a delivery driver, and so now I listen to AFR from 8 o'clock in the morning
till 5 o'clock in the afternoon." My mom was an avid listener, and whenever we would leave the house, she would have a radio on. "Mom, don't you want to turn off the radio?" "Oh, no. That's air purifier." So she loved AFR, and it has been a great deal to her as well as to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge, or give online at AFR.net. We're thanking God for His amazing grace during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR. Jesus, I sing for
all that You've done for me. Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. I'm talking to Bert Harper. It is Share-a-thon for the next 3 days. This is the kickoff day, and Bert and I are here, and we just want to encourage you to, if AFR has been a blessing in your life, we would love for you to give back and to support the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio. The number to call is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. So, Bert, how many of the Share-a-thons has AFR had over the years?
Oh, let me see. It started back, I was on the very first one because I was on the board and I was a pastor. They asked me to be on board, and that was close to 30 years ago, two a year. Man, we're going into at least the 60 Share-a-thons that we've done, and I've been a part of many of them, not as a host all the time, but as a guest, as they would ask me to come over. And I'm just a fan. I love Don Wildman. I'm just tell you that he and I, Jeff, just we developed a friendship as I was on the board serving with him, and just getting to know him and us having a heart for God. And I love that man. And then got to know Tim there, as I said earlier, at 6 o'clock from 7, that they're different in so many ways, but their determination for righteousness and the gospel continues, and it continues in that generation. And so we've been a part of all these Share-a-thons. Used to, when it was just one station here, they would have Pastor Appreciation Day on the middle day. And Jeff, I can't sing a lick, so I was on the radio. I was on the radio with Don, And somebody called in and they said, I'll give $50 if Bert Harper will sing. And it wasn't, but a minute later got another phone call and the guy said, I'll give $100 if he won't. And that's how personal it was when it was one station. But now that it's gone, you know, nationwide, we still get personal because listen to these names and the locations where they've called in just in these last few minutes. It's from Asheville, North Carolina. We have Thomas, Chris from Plano, Texas, David from Lone Wolf, Oklahoma, Marie from Southern Pines, North Carolina, Peggy from Fredericktown, Ohio, Mary from Perryville, Arkansas, Calvin from San Angelo, Texas, Carolyn from Huntsville, Alabama, Richie from South Haven, Mississippi. They've called all over from the United States. And Jeff, I like to say we are a big family. We really are. Isn't radio amazing with connecting with people? Have you found that to be true?
Yes, I love radio. The thing about radio, I was told this early on when we began From His Heart Ministries. They said, you know, television versus radio. So radio gets you build a faithful following of people because it's a lot of people that are in the car or they're at work and they can listen to the radio. TV is kind of hit or miss, but radio is more of a loyal listener base. And I love that about it.
I do as well. And, you know, when you have a voice like mine, I tell people it's not distinguished, but it is distinctive. Jen and I will be somewhere where we have a radio station. We'll be doing a conference that we do, a retreat or whatever God's asked us to do there. And I have a voice. It's kind of loud. She says, you don't even know how to whisper. God didn't put that volume on your dial. And but I'll be speaking and somebody will come up. I know that voice. It's Bert Harper. Now, again, that's radio. And you feel a closeness there. And that's what we want to do. We want to be that. Tim Wildman, our president, reminds us quite often. It is American family radio. And that is so important. And that's the reason I love your wife, Debbie, being on with you. That's the reason I love Jan. When we travel and do conferences, we do them together. And not that you have to do that, but it does make it. It's neat to be a part of a ministry that not only says it's okay, it promotes it. You know, that's neat right. To be a part of it. And we promote your family as well as a listener. We want to equip you and help you and strengthen you, don't we?
Well, we do. And, you know, family is so important. It's interesting, Bert, as you know, the qualifications for a pastor, it's one who leads his family well. And so, you know, churches need to look and see when they're looking at candidates. What's this guy's marriage like? What's his family like? Because if he doesn't have a good marriage and family, the scripture says, don't put him in charge of the household of God, because it's the family of God, the local family of God. And so that's another thing I love about American Family Radio. It is family oriented. And Tim and Allison and their family, the guys and Riley and they all work together. And so that's a great environment that is set at American Family Association.
It is, and it's generational. How many husbands and wives, just let's be sharing with you. If you come to American Family Radio and you take a tour and you start introducing people, you'll find some people with the same last names, not only Wildman, but right here, Randy Lucius is our producer, and his wife, Joy, she writes for The Stand. And we have several like that husbands and wives working together, children of employees that intern here quite often. And we not only talk about it, it is promoted here. And we want to promote your family. As you're listening, we want to say we want to strengthen your family as best you can. That's why the programming we have. Look, Dr. Dobson, I don't know about you, but Dr. James Dobson has been a part of mine and Jan's life since 1977. That's when Dr. Dobson started his ministry. That's when AFA started their ministry. And it was the first year that we were parents. Nathan was born to us that year. And I tell folks, God knew Bert Harper needed all the help he could get, so he started Focus on the Family and the American Family Association the same year that Nathan was born. And the Lord knew I needed it, and he gave it to me. So we need help in the family, and that's why we're here too. We want to strengthen you as a parent, you as a child, as a grandparent, to be effective in the ministry that God's called you to do in passing on the baton to the next generation. That's exciting work, isn't it?
It really is, and it's such important work because one generation shall share with the coming generation, and we have to pass that baton. We have to do well. You know, in a relay race, if you drop the baton, I don't care how fast you might be, you know, and America's had that in the Olympics before where we had the fastest four runners, but we dropped the baton, and you're out if you drop the baton. So one generation shares with the next generation, and we tell them about the Lord. And Deuteronomy 6, what is a dad to do? He's to tell his sons and his children when they sit down and when they rise up and when they walk in the way, and formal times and informal times and dinner time and just time around the den and just talking and sharing and bedtime. Those are critical times to tell your kids about the Lord. And Bert, as you know, as a husband and as a dad, you're the leader of the home, and God is looking to you and says, okay, I've given you this little army unit, your wife and your kids, to be soldiers in the Lord's army. So train them up, be their encourager and be their leader in the things of God.
You know, as I was growing up, and I'm older than you, Jeff, I'm a generation that grew up in the 50s and 60s, and I was raised on the farm. My dad did not have to work at finding times for me to be with him. I was there hauling hay. I was there, you know, preparing the crops and gathering the crops. We were there, the cows, taking care of those together. In today's society, most part, we have to work real hard at spending that time together with our children, those young. But grandparents, let me just say a word for grandparents. That's the world I am in now. Every once in a while, you won't hear me on the radio. One of the reasons I'm going to see those grandchildren, and I don't apologize for it because I want to invest in them. Grandparents usually have a little bit more time than parents do because parents are out there. They're trying to do this. They're trying to make a living. They got to go to work. A lot of them are on the road some. But those grandparents, Phil Waldrop, I don't know if you know Phil, but he is a good friend of mine, an evangelist out of North Alabama. And he said this on 9/11/2001, when those airplanes struck, and then those schools that wondering what was going on, are we next? And they gave the permission for the kids to call. The call they made was not first to the parents, many of them, but to the grandparents, because they knew the grandparents would be at home and available, whereas the parents may not be. And so don't diminish your role as grandparents. I am telling you, Jeff, it's a great platform to pass on your faith, not only to the next generation, but the generation after that. That's what Psalm 128 talks about, to see your children's children. Man, what an opportunity that is, Jeff.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is Fall Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. The number to call is 877-616-2396. You can call in your pledge, or you can go online at afr.net, and you can give online. But Bert, as we've been saying, it's a great thing. You know, how we spend our money is important, and we want to invest our money in the things that are going to make an eternal difference. Jesus said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth can't corrode and thieves don't break in and steal. And for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I talk to people periodically that say, you know, my heart's just, I don't feel like my heart is on fire for the Lord like it used to be. You know, the old song, Bert, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the Lord, the God I love. One way to kind of jumpstart your heart is through giving. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And Bert, as you said earlier, you know, when you get involved in a ministry financially and you jump in with both feet and say, I want to help and I want to make a difference, you'll find that your heart will get excited about that because there's a connection between your heart and your treasure.
There is. That connection is amazing. You get your heart right, and it's amazing. It develops into a heart of generosity. God loves a generous giver. The real scriptures there, as I understand it, I'm not a Greek scholar. I took a little Greek and learned a little bit, but I learned that one. It is hilarious. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is a great ministry, and that's why here at AFR, we give you the opportunity to give because we feel like we're giving the Word of God to you and we're sharing and doing everything we can to make sure that the gospel is reached to every people group in the world. And because of the podcast, because of the internet, and even the partners that we are connected with, we're not just national, we're international. So you're not just supporting something that is great for the United States of America. And you know Jeff and Bert love the United States of America. Mm-hmm. But yet we have to have a world view. Now, when I say world view, I want a biblical world view. But I want to have the view of the world in my heart when it comes to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to have a heart for the world, for the other nations of the world. And so, but yet, I want to share this. We haven't got a lot of time. So one of the things, Jeff, that I really believe that is keeping America going is because churches are still missional. America has been the greatest mission-sending country in the history of the world, and we still do that. So when a church gives to missions, however they do that, to carry the good news around to Jesus, they're strengthening America. And honestly, when you give to AFR by calling 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, honestly, I believe with all my heart, Jeff, you're strengthening the fiber of America.
Amen. You're making a difference in the lives of people. And Bert, do we have time for one more testimony?
Randy's got it. Go ahead.
My name is Iris. I'm calling from Texas, and I love American Family Radio, and I recommend it to so many of my friends because you get news from a Christian perspective that you don't get any place else, as well as wonderful Bible teaching and information from programs like Focus on the Family and the Bible programs as well. I love Sandy Rios in the morning and Abraham Hamilton in the afternoon, Washington Watch, and today's issues. Great job. Continue, and may your tent be expanded for many, many years.
Amen. We do want the outreach of American Family Radio to increase so that more and more people can hear the truth. And it is a privilege for me as a broadcaster with From His Heart Ministries to be able to partner with American Family Radio because we are on the same page. I love Tim Wildman and I love the folks at American Family Association, American Family Radio. Their hearts are in the right place and they love the Lord. They love His Word and they want the truth to be shared.
And Jeff, I just want to say what a welcome it is for your program. It really is a blessing to have you in that morning sharing the Word of God, interviewing people that are making a difference, taking phone calls and giving encouragement to believers. What a blessing it is to have you and your whole format being on AFR. You are a blessing, brother, and I want to say that. So when you give 877-616-2396, you're telling Jeff and me and others, keep up the good work. It's like saying amen in a sermon, Jeff.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. And go out and shine and share. God bless you.